Hello, folks. I'm Dave Thompson. I'm the Director of Education here at the Academy of Cleaning Excellence. Now, you've probably been on our podcast or our YouTube videos, you know, Beyond Clean with Dave. That's where we broadcast these. Now, you know, I run around the country and we're presenting the Rockstar program here that you see. We've been doing this all year this year. And I had the opportunity to go to a convention called the Clean Buildings Expo up in Maryland this year, up in Baltimore. I think it was in March, last part of March. And it was an absolutely wonderful session. Now, today on our podcast and our YouTube video, I have with me two people that are, well, they're from Maryland. And I'm going to let you tell you more about who they are and everything. But Denise and Willard are here on the line with me. If technology still works for us, I think you're on the line. Do we have both of you there?
Yes.
Yes, we're both here. Thank you, Dave.
Well, I'm glad that you could take some time out on your schedule on this Friday morning for us. Now, tell the audience, kind of Denise, who you guys are and why did you go to the Clean Buildings Expo?
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Again, I'm Denise Meyer. I'm the Associate Director for our Environmental Services Group here at the University of Maryland, Baltimore. Our department, our housekeeping division, our housekeeping department has undergone some dramatic change, one being leadership and the other being a name change. We went from being housekeeping to environmental services. This is a change that we are embracing and wanting to move forward and are excited about. We have some issues with morale, with staff, with our campus community not understanding who we are and what we do. So one of the things I thought was a really amazing experience or could be a really good opportunity was to have some of our staff who wanted to attend the Clean Buildings Expo. And that's where, you know, we encouraged about 15 staff members to attend the Clean Buildings Expo over the 2 days that they were here. Each of the staff members got to attend a full day and go to whichever sessions they chose, also walk the expo floor. Numerous staff members attended the Rockstar Custodian Program and couldn't stop talking about it. I myself attended the Rockstar Custodian Program and was absolutely blown away. I came into this position with little to no custodial services experience. I'm a people person and I have the business side down. And leadership here really wanted me to focus on our people and what we do and learn with them. So attending the Rockstar Custodian session helped me to learn so much in such a short period of time and how to feel really good about what environmental services does and what we do and provide for our campus community. I know some of the things I heard from staff members were they felt empowered. They felt special.
Denise, let me interrupt you just a moment because something's hitting my brain. You had you and your 15 people had a whole lot of different classes, sessions to attend, and you actually walked the expo, and everybody wanted to be there, which is a great thing. But you know, how do you decide whenever you've got all of these things? I mean, when you're deciding what to go, what class to do, where to spend your time. Why the Rockstar Custodian?
Well, Dave, the feedback that I received and why I personally attended the Rockstar Custodian session versus others is that there was no product. There was nothing was being sold other than the fact that you could be a Rockstar Custodian. And in fact, you already are. It's just waiting for you inside.
Aha. So maybe that's why we have Willard sitting here is because maybe Willard feels he was a rock star before and maybe now you know you're closer?
Yeah, Dave. I mean, I do my job good. I'm good at it. But then, based on what the class, the name got me, Rockstar Custodian. And I don't know anybody that don't want to do their best, no matter what job it is. So I took this class. I'm glad I took it because I learned some stuff about myself. Like I said, you weren't trying to sell stuff. You just, I guess you were selling us ourselves. We know what we're doing, but we can make it better. we can make it better, easier. Let people know that you care, take care about your job. Just because you custodian, a lot of people think that that's the last person on the list, but we feel that we are the best, the most important person in the school, so we're the most important person, because without us, your bill would be dirty. So you need us. So I got a lot of stuff from the expo, but I wish I could get more time in that session there.
Well, you know, I think that's an interesting part, and I'm very glad that both of you picked up that. That is exactly why we designed the program. Now, for the audience members that are listening or seeing this for the first time, the Rockstar program is based on a book by Michael Ward. It's called Who Swings Your Mop? And in this, we break down the word custodian, and we actually show the 9 personality traits that make a Rockstar custodian. I think what Willard's talking about here is that it actually makes us realize our value as custodians. And then, Denise, I think the thing is then from your viewpoint, we get to market that, because now we know what we're marketing.
Yes. Dave, I do agree with that. You hit the nail on the head with that. Absolutely. Being able to take the program that you presented at the Clean Buildings Expo, you know, it hit such a high note with us and resonated so well with the members that did attend, that I presented the case and spoken, you know, with you about the program to leadership. And we want to bring you back. We want to bring this program to our entire staff. We feel that its impact will be greater than anything that I could ever do by myself. The impact of the Rockstar Custodian program and just breaking things down and, you know, making it simple and letting people see what's inside of them, what they already know, what they already know how to do, but just bringing that self-awareness from outside, you know, from inside out is, I think, what we want to do. And, you know, we are very excited to partner with you later this year, because we don't want to wait for the expo next year. We want to bring the program, and we want our entire staff to feel like they're rock stars and are the rock star custodians of University of Maryland Baltimore.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing, as you both talked about this, is that once that we got through that session, we had about 150 people, and there was even people standing outside that couldn't get in. And the thing that I heard right afterwards is, what's next? What's the next thing that's going to happen? You know, I don't want to wait till next year. And you're telling me we're not going to wait till next year.
Dave, that's right. We aren't going to wait till next year. Willard, do you think it's a great idea we're bringing him back?
Yeah, I think so. It's like a good piece of cake. Yeah, your birthday once a year, and you get your best cake, but you want more cake. And not just in July, you want it in September too. So you want more information.
Well, you know what? I'm just willing to even, I'll tell you what, I'll bake a brand new cake every time you want me to come around. But now, folks, this is a thing. And let's go with this a little bit. You know, this is the neat thing about a podcast, a YouTube video like this. It's, hey, we're going to talk about what hits our head. Now, there's 5 parts to this cake. So this, I guess, if you will, Willard, this is a 5-layer cake, and you only got the first layer.
Yeah. I want more.
So what we're going to do here, folks, if you're listening to us, in September, we're going up to the University of Maryland, and we're actually going to present more than just the first layer, because the second layer is not just the Rockstar Custodian, but a Rockstar family. Now, you have to pay attention. You have to come and join us, or you won't get the next layer of cake. You won't be able to eat it. But, Willard, once that you went through it and you went back to doing your day-to-day job, did you start kind of recognizing some things that you were doing that is the personality traits that we outlined?
Hey, Dave? Yeah, I learned to pay attention of details. I've been doing it for a while, but it can be better. I want not that needs, I don't need nobody to pat on my back, but when they say that, oh my God, it looks good. You feel good at knowing that I did my job and you appreciate what I'm doing. So yeah, I continue to keep pride, have pride of my job because of what I got from the expo.
Now, one of the things, folks, that we're doing is we're nominating, we're putting it out there for everybody to nominate their Rockstar Custodian for 2019. I have a sneaking feeling that Denise is going to be, if not already, that Willard's name is going to be put into that hat. So, hey, if you're listening or you're watching us, make sure that you hit the link, go to the link to nominate your Rockstar Custodian. If you haven't been part of the program yet, Denise and Willard are telling you, come on, join in, get with it, because you're going to be just like them. You don't want to wait for the next part. I think that's the interesting thing as we went around the country. This is what's happening. Anything that the two of you would like to tell somebody to say, hey, don't wait, act now?
I had to say, first thing you got to talk about your presentation. The presentation was so unique that you, if you was tired, you wake up because you engaged us with the games and then information. There was so much information that you don't want to sleep because you're going to miss it. And who don't want to be able to better themselves? You're on level one right now, and you want to move up to two or three. So when the more you know, the better you close to that left the level. So don't wait. Just if you see this Rockstar thing, just go ahead and click on it and watch it, and you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
So, Denise, what he's saying is that nobody goes to sleep during these sessions, huh?
You got that right, Dave. Willard's absolutely correct. The energy that was in the room during this program at the Baltimore Expo, the Clean Buildings Expo, was amazing. While it may have started off quiet and everybody was a little reserved, you had everybody actively engaged. When I say actively engaged, I mean they weren't just eyes open looking. They were participating. And while they were participating, they were learning. While they were learning, they were applying that to their life, to their job, to what they do every day. Or there were folks like myself who I may not be in the front lines, but I'm looking at a staff of almost 200 people that I want to motivate and invigorate to be rock stars and to provide our campus community with the best service that we can. So the presentation and the program, I'm so happy that we fell into that course at the expo and that we are where we are today.
Yes.
I would strongly encourage everybody to embark on the journey of a Rockstar Custodian with you, Dave, and not only keep it, you know, simple, but go through all of the steps. Really excited to see what happens in September when you're here on site. And I think that's also going to help us to open this up and open up and describe to our campus community what we do and why we do what we do and how we want to be better. We want to be rock stars and serve our campus.
I think both of you are hitting on a final detail here that is the, if you will, the basis of the reason we built the program here at the Academy is because we want to encourage, we want to uplift, we want to empower. The custodial industry, as long as I've been in it, just, we're not talkers. We're not really good at articulating our value. And I think this is something that you brought up, Willard, is that, you know, we do have value. And some of this is we don't even ourselves recognize that value ourselves. So we're not good at putting that forth. And I think, Denise, this has helped you. And this is the reason that we built the program. I am so happy that you found it engaging. You know, what's interesting for me as a presenter is I'm only the person that puts it out there. But I think what both of you saw and experienced was the audience, the people that were there took over, and the energy was theirs, not just mine. We were all together for one common purpose, and that's to articulate our value. Folks, if you've been listening, you've heard it from Denise and from Willard. They're from the University of Maryland in Baltimore, going to be up there in September. And I got a feeling that we're going to have a few more pieces of information to give to you. If you want to, go to rockstarcustodian.com. If you go to the academyofcleaning.com, you can see it there. Go to the YouTube videos. Go to Beyond Clean with Dave on the podcast or the YouTube videos we have. We thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, or this morning, I guess it is. It's, gosh, I've been up so long already, it's afternoon for me.
Okay.
Guys, I really thank you for your time and everything, and we'll probably throw up a couple of websites, email addresses for all of you to connect with all of us, and I'm sure that Denise and Willard would be happy to talk with you and give you some information on your own.
Yes, Dave, we would absolutely be happy to talk to anybody that would want to talk to us.
Yes.
Thank you all. Have a good rest of your morning and a great weekend. And I'm sure that we will be talking again soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.